Greetings in Yawishkenekagwego. I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gino. If you're tuning in for the first time today, Gino is a Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Maybe, and each week we take a listen to some amazing music from different indigenous artists all across this great Turtle Island. For the next hour, you're invited to pull up a chair and enjoy the music and the chat. Craig Benali, San Carlos Apache and Navajo, has been making music since 2007, but we're here to talk about his project, Neon Natives. Been making music since around 2015 and really found success with their video remix of A Tribe Called Red's Burn Your Village to the Ground. It's received millions of views on YouTube, helping to raise their visibility, as did the virtual Powwow Fest during the pandemic that was hosted by Drumbeat Entertainment. Today we're talking about Resilience, the brand new album from Neon Natives, and kicking things off right now featuring Russell Means. It's They Have to Kill Us.
In these United States of America, this great country of ours, we American Indians, we can be anything we want to be, except American Indians. And that is created by the laws of this nation and condoned by its subsidiaries, so-called tribal government, and designed for the Indian to fail, to be expendable, to be eliminated. We fought in your wars in other countries. Our Navajo Nation coat dockers served and saved this nation in World War II. We have the inalienable right to joint venture with whom we choose as long as we do not harm nor commit fraud upon anyone. At the turn of the century, American Indians numbered about 230,000, all traditional. With each succeeding generation, we lose our population base and our spirit as once proud peoples. We are losing a value system as distinct people that sets us apart from the industrialized world. These facts surface in our tribal statistics. The poorest and richest reservations in our nation suffer from identical problems. Mismanagement, a bloated patronage system, no checks and balances, and tribal government's waiver of sovereignty in order to initiate debt. This is not anything new. This is an everyday occurrence in all tribal governments. The problem is leadership. In this case, it is the lack of leadership. Ironically, everyone, including you senators, referred to the allegedly elected tribal officials as leaders. Leaders are supposed to work for a better quality of life for their constituents. It is an insult to my heritage, my ancestors, and my dignity as an Oglala Lakota to have the term used loosely. American Indians are human beings. We are supposed to be citizens of the United States of America.
We're gonna kill you if you stay here. Now come on, let's go. Well, sometimes they have to kill us. They have to kill us. Because they can't break our spirit.
It's in our DNA.
featuring the late, great Russell Means. They Have to Kill Us from Neon Native's brand new album, Resilience. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to Gyno. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, coming at you from the Allegheny Territory of the Seneca Nation, and I have the great good fortune of being joined on the line with Craig Benally, the DJ producer that is Neon Natives. Now with Scano, Craig, welcome to Gyno. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad we could catch up and discuss your amazing art, talk about your journey. You've been at this for a long time. I kind of want to pick your brain a little bit today. I want to really get to know you and talk about your journey since about 2007, what you've seen come about in the scene, where you see it going. And of course, we're going to talk about the tracks that make up this brand new release. Let's rewind a little bit, though, and I was wondering if you could tell listeners out there a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, sure. Hi, guys. My name is Craig. I go by Neon Natives. I'm a DJ and producer from the Navajo Dene Nation. I'm also half San Carlos Apache. I reside on the Navajo Reservation within the Four Corners. I've been making music for about, 14 years now? Since 2007, when I first started making music, I started out with like hip hop, you know, that was my first love. And it just slowly evolved into, I guess, EDM now, you know. I like to play with different genres of music. So I like to fuse different genres of music. So I don't really have a single identity to one particular genre, but it's mostly electronic based.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, and I do want to talk about this, too, because as you're well aware, I get really defensive of any kind of music or music maker, and I want to get it right out there off the bat. A computer, absolutely 100% with a digital audio workstation, does absolutely count as an instrument and as a legitimate kind of instrument. So I want to get that right out there. You're all in the box. That was how you approach music. You don't necessarily play any like analog instruments, yeah?
Yeah. So I do everything, as you said, in the box. So I use a digital audio workstation. The one I use is called FL Studios, and built in it is a lot of like, you can do like step sequencing, arranging, sound designing, post-processing. You can actually, you know, I do a lot of my own sound designing when I make my music. So I start with like a synthesizer. So I can start with like one, maybe four, two, three, how many oscillators I can, you know, run at the same time.
Yeah.
And then I'll take whatever I can get from that oscillator, post-process it, add like different effects and stuff. So that's where I add like the glitchy sounds.
Sure.
And a lot of my tracks. And so, but yeah, I do everything in the box. And I do agree with you that a computer, you know, in today's modern age, it's an instrument. And, you know, me being Navajo, that's one of the ways, you know, I kind of like found my identity is, you know, there's a saying in Navajo, it's a hojo. It's like beauty and balance. And so that's kind of like where I found balance in today's modern world, you know, is just use a computer to make music.
I love that approach. And I'm going to try and remember that word, hojo.
Yeah, it's my first title, my first EP is called Hojo. It's beauty and balance, basically.
See, yeah, I love that. Thank you so much for that insight as well, Craig. You know, going back to this discussion, and I want to move on right after this, but in defense of synthesizers and computers, because they were griping about synthesizers back in the 70s and whatnot, and Bob Moog, largely considered the father of the modern synthesizer, he was asked at one time, you know, are you afraid that synthesizers are going to replace musicians? And he says, no, because you still need musicians to play synthesizers, right? And I'm saying the same thing to you. You know, no, of course they're compatible. Of course this can be a thing. And so, you know, I think it's really important to highlight that so we can get past some of those biases and really stop, you know, discrediting the art that is made through any medium, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I totally 100% agree with you on that because, you know, I personally don't have any musical talent to play any kind of instrument. You know,
that's
I can't
not true.
Read sheet music. well, not like, well, like, you know, like, like a guitar or a piano or anything, you know, like stuff like that. I can't play those kinds of instruments.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, so I never like took a class to read music or did a thing on music theory. Like all of this I just kind of learned on my own, and
neither did the Beatles.
You know? Use my ears.
Well, and that's great, you know, and I hope there might be a youth out there or multiple youths who hear this conversation and be like, yeah, you know, I never really thought about that, but you can buy, you know, Korg synthesizers on the Nintendo Switch and whatnot. So, you know, there are a lot of really integrative ways to bring unique kind of flavors, I guess, to the world of music. There's plenty of room for all of it, right?
Yeah, there is. There's like you can make music out of anything, really. I mean, there's even been like hit songs on the radio where it's played with like cups and a female singing voice, and I was just like, that's so cool.
Music should be fun. It's not a place for politics, you know. So, Craig, all right, moving on. Well, let's get back to your journey. You started producing more hip-hop-based music in 2007. When did the Neon Natives moniker really become what it is?
So this is when I was living in Salt Lake at the time, and me and my friend had just discovered a tribe called Red, living in Salt Lake. We're like, oh, this is so cool. I was like, this is so dope. I like how they're fusing electronic sounds.
Yeah.
Back then, it was like old school dubstep with like the wub sound, the whoop, 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 whoop. And we were like, that's so cool. My friend didn't like dubstep back then, but, you know, I was pretty big fan of dubstep back then. And so I was like, that's so cool. I like the whole dubstep sound and the powwow. And so, you know, that was really just, you know, when I first heard it then, and I've always had this idea too, when I was making hip hop music, because like when I was producing hip hop music in 2007, I always had like the same idea of like combining something from us that identifies as indigenous, you know? So that's like always been my thing, is just to somehow integrate indigenous sounds into the sounds that I'm making, you know?
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Well, we're going to get back into the tunes right now, in fact, and we'll be right back. We have more time to chat with Neon Natives and his latest release, Resilience. In the meantime, plenty more great music coming your way. I have a couple of recommendations, as a matter of fact, from Craig. We're going to be hearing one from Black Belt Eagle Scout. I do want to touch on Destroy Kasman, which is going to be winding down this block. I have one from Classic Roots. And as you just heard, it's going to be Neon Natives featuring Cody Blackbird and their take on Keith Sokola's Indian Cars right here on Gyno.
My plates are expired. Please, Mr. Officer, let me explain. I got to make it to a powwow tonight. I'll be singing 49 down by the riverside. Looking for sugar, riding in my Indian car. Got my T-bird in the glove box, I ain't got no spare. Got a feather from an eagle, I ain't got no care. Yeah.
don't get old, we just get younger. When we're flying down the highway, riding in our Indian car.
Y'all ain't gonna pay off. Y'all ain't gonna pay off. Y'all ain't gonna pay off. Hi, I'm Chelsea June.
And I'm Yai.
And we're Twin Flames.
And you're listening to Gyno with Brett Maybe.
Yeah. Da, 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 da. I'm hurting, can't call you right now, am I worthy? Feeling you now cause I'm burning from the inside and now are you hurting? Why are you hurting? Yeah, it's a tick tock, I can feel the time running now. It's a big op, wristwatch, I feel it coming now. If I'm on top, everyone will come and love me now. If I'm on top, everyone will come and love me now. It's a tick tock, I can feel the time running now. It's a big op, wristwatch, I feel it coming now. If I'm on top, everyone will come and love me now. If I'm on top, everyone will come and love me now. Said I'm sorry, but I can't be enough. Forget the lies, still hit them with my sauce. And I'm molded by my flaws, and that could be the cost. Yeah, I'm just trying to get up, it's ticking. I'm trying to be my boss, I'm rolling, never be slowing. I want enough to break the bank. Where am I going? What is controlling me to be so fucking great? I am a soldier, head is a war zone, I still go hard in the pain. Tell you, I told you, up in the Rover, nice enough to give you things. Yeah. Lost too many friends, had a cup toss, as if it didn't hurt. You can see it in my eyes. Had time to realize that I'd be better off without you. Had time to realize that I'd be better off without you. I still can't run, even if I tried. I still sit inside my mind. Yeah! It's a tick tock, I can feel the time running now. It's a big op, wristwatch, I feel it coming now. If I'm on top, everyone will come and love me now. If I'm on top, everyone will come and love me now. It's a tick tock, I can feel the time running now. It's a big op, wristwatch, I feel it coming now. If I'm on top, everyone will come and love me now. If I'm on top, everyone will come and love me now. Love me now, don't love me when my time is gone, yeah. And you know I be learning from all of my wrongs. Only trying to do better going from this point on. Cause I don't know when everything can vanish. Taking in all of our memories I'ma cherish. Gave me all of your love, you're always caring. Even when I fell down to my knees, you lift me back up. Gave me your reason to keep on going nonstop. I don't want the time to run now. I just wanna live a bit more now. And you give me reasons to hold on. And I don't wanna hear the tick-tock. I'm hurting, can't call you right now. Am I worthy? Feeling you now cause I'm burning from the inside. And now are you hurting? Why are you hurting? It's a tick tock, I can feel the time running now. It's a big op, wristwatch, I feel it coming now. If I'm on top, everyone will come and love me now. If I'm on top, everyone will come and love me now. It's a tick tock, I can feel the time running now. It's a big op, wristwatch, I feel it coming now. If I'm on top, everyone will come and love me now. If I'm on top, everyone will come and love me now.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Yeah.
Destroy Kasman's TikTok. Today on Gyno. If you're just not tuning in, I'm your host, Brett Maybe. I'm joined on the line with Neon Natives out in the Four Corners region of the good old Southwest. We're talking about Craig's latest release, Resilience. I mean, we're talking brand new here. But before we get into more discussion about this collection of tunes, you know, one of the kind of new, longstanding features of Gyno is this artist feature. I find it's a great way for me to possibly discover new music. So thank you for helping me to do my job. And also, and more importantly, and in all seriousness, I find that it's a great way to really lift one another up in the scene. And your work is all about this, as evidence with all the features on the album. But let's talk a little bit about Destroy Kasman just for a second. What about him and his music does it for you?
Oh, man, his melodies. His ability to keep a good rhythm and also while keeping the melody like consistent, he has a really good singing voice when he raps on certain songs. He doesn't always sing, but when he does it, it's super, super unique. And so, and it just really, when I listen to his music, it just really relaxes me, takes me on a journey sometimes.
That's what music's all about. Thanks again for the recommendation. We're going to get your other one, Sam Adream from Black Belt Eagle Scout, before the show is up. And so let's get back into the conversation right now. What would you say was one of those events that really helped to propel you to a larger audience?
Oh, man. I would definitely have to say it would be my my remix. And, you know, for Burn Your Village to the Ground from A Tribe Called Red.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, and, you know, and the crazy thing is I actually didn't produce that track. I mean, I made the video for that track. There was another member of Neon Natives at one point in time. He actually produced that track, and he sent me over the instrumental. And I was like, dude, this is so dope. And so I created a visual to it. And so I made a little music video. We posted it on YouTube, and that just took off.
Nice.
And ever since then, you know, I just, you know, kept up with that same energy, you know, just, you know, keep up with putting out different musics with like infusing different sounds. And so my friend, when he did that remix, you know, he had that Wednesday Addams sample in it. And, you know, it really resonated with a lot of people. And so when he did that track, that really inspired me. I was like, you know, let's keep up that same energy. Let's keep putting out music that either carries a message or has a meaning behind it. And so that's what I've always been, you know, trying to keep up with that same energy, just always put out music that have a message in it.
Sure, absolutely. Would you say that video was instrumental in getting hooked up with Drumbeat Entertainment and the virtual Powwow Fest and that whole scene that became a thing during the pandemic?
Oh, yeah. So the homies from Drumbeat, one of the DJs has been following my music since, oh man, he's been following my music for a good minute.
Nice.
But he was actually one of the ones that reached out to me to do a DJ set for the virtual Powwow Festival.
Yeah.
Sean Beaver.
You know, I really like that out of the box thinking that a lot of the, well, you saw it with performers anyway, but I thought it really turned into a great opportunity for indigenous people to be like, look, here we are. You know, we didn't have to go through any kind of filters at that point. You know, here it is, you know. And I think, you know, just kind of really ended up being some good medicine for people who couldn't necessarily leave their house.
Yeah, definitely. That was one of the cool things that was interesting about the whole event was it got reached out to who was it? I'm trying to think that Jeff Bezos' newspaper, the Washington Post.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so it actually reached out to there, and then in that article I said, you know my music is medicine, and then it's really ever, you know, would like to hear it. And yeah. So yeah.
We're talking about your latest release. Going into the recording of Resilience, did you go in with an outline, or was it kind of a let it evolve into what it would be kind of approach?
You know, actually, that that project just evolved into what it is today, because I had been working on Resilient for like the past year and a half, but it didn't have that album title till maybe about a week before I put the album out. And so the placeholder for this album, for this project, was just like Hojong Part 2. And so, but I had been working on this project for like a good year and a half. And over the duration, it was just like meeting different artists from different indigenous backgrounds, you know, and just infusing their sounds with my sounds and making it to what it is today. And so, yeah.
I'm always curious of the approach. And, you know, I like to throw it out that there are so many, again, we're talking about the many forms and shapes of music, and there is just as many approaches to the art of music as well. So I enjoy getting this peek into your creative process, Craig. And let's come back in just a few. We'll talk about future plans, and hopefully, you know, the pandemic continues to kind of lessen enough that live music will be a thing again. So we'll come back and wrap things up after this block. We're going to be hearing one from Black Belt Eagle Scout, as promised. I also have some Carson Gray, one from Sten Jotty, and this track from Neon Natives Resilience. You ought to sing along with this track. It's Indigenous Women featuring Cher Thomas today on Gyno.
Indigenous women are now the most vulnerable human beings to walk the earth. And clan membership, we experience interdependence between the genders, not a hierarchy. We have songs and stories that praise the qualities of women, and I wish you knew what it was like. American society is the embodiment of rape culture, and yet we are still here, and we refuse to be silent. Women, guided by the spirits of our stolen sisters, we made amends, we assemble, we are activated, and created a sisterhood across many tribal nations, and advocate for justice until this poisonous patriarchy ends. We are still here, and we refuse to be silent.